97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Happening. Don't you know the thing?
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
it looks like Terry Garr, the comedy actress known for her roles in Tootsie and Young Frankenstein, has passed away at the age of 79. Her publicist confirmed that Garr passed away peacefully on Tuesday morning, surrounded by family and friends, after a long battle with multiple sclerosis.
Multiple sclerosis.
There it is. A condition she publicly disclosed in 2002.
Yeah, she quit acting for a long time. Kim, you'd know her as Phoebe's mom on Friends.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
That's
awesome.
Who it was. Yeah, she was awesome.
That is sad.
And she was in Close Encounters.
Mr. Mom. Yeah.
Young Frankenstein is the first one I can think of seeing her in.
Yes.
Years ago.
She was
might have been her first movie.
Letterman convinced her to take a shower in the middle of an interview.
first movie was The Conversation in 1974. She was Gene Hackman's girlfriend.
And she was in an Elvis movie, like right before he passed.
Multiple, because she was a dancer. Her mother was a rockette.
Oh,
no kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She was beautiful. And she was very funny.
Yeah. Very funny.
Wow.
Panic at the Disco is coming out of retirement to headline the 2025 When We Were Young Festival in Las Vegas, along with Blink-182. Today is a great day. The lineup includes other alternative rock and pop punk favorites like Weezer, The Offspring, and Avril Lavigne. It's scheduled for October 18th, 2025, and ticket prices start at just a small $325.
Oh my gosh, no thank you.
They go up to about $650 for VIP, or you can get hotel and ticket packages starting at about $557.
And where is this happening?
Las Vegas.
Vegas.
They've
Vegas.
Done it. This is the second one, I think.
No. Buy your tickets now and then resell them and make a profit on
well,
it, would be my opinion.
You know, it's named after a Killer song, and you know who's never played the When We Were Young festival?
Killer?
The Killers.
Yeah.
Who are from
Las Vegas.
Nice.
Ironic. I reported that Sam's Club was giving pre-cooked holiday meals up for $100 for its members. Target, well, they decided to beat it. They've announced that they will offer a holiday meal deal for $20. I don't know how they're doing this. It includes a turkey, potatoes, green beans, cream of mushroom soup, stuffing mix, and gravy to feed four people.
Oh, give me a break.
For $20.
There's no, I'm sorry, I do not believe that.
Yeah,
I would like to see
bulk.
The portion size.
And then includes a swimsuit with some extra material in it.
Does it feed four people who are like 2 years old? Because there's just no way that grown adults could be full off a $20 turkey, stuffing, cream, whatever else you included.
I'm sorry, I don't buy it. Unless they're doing it as a loss leader. I mean, I guess it's possible
maybe.
That they're doing, because one, you can't walk into a store like that and not buy something else.
Right.
We went to Walmart, the original Walmart store, one of the originals down in Arkansas, Fayetteville, when we were down there. It was incredible. I mean, they have so much more stuff there than they do in the ones up here. And somebody told me it's because there's so much more theft up here in the greater St. Louis area. They just don't stock as many goods.
Wow.
But you couldn't walk in there to buy milk and not buy something else. So maybe they're just trying to drag people in.
Maybe.
Lisa on Facebook said you get one piece of turkey.
Yeah.
It could be like sliced deli turkey. They didn't say, they just said turkey.
Here's Boar's Head that has been known to cause a listeria outbreak.
Rainbow Bright is making a nostalgic return, celebrating 40 years with a new movie and TV series from Hallmark and the Crayola Studios. The relaunch aims to introduce the beloved character and her friends to a new generation while preserving the theme of color and happiness that made this series iconic.
I believe Rainbow Bright's owned by Hallmark.
Yeah, that's what it said.
And I don't even know who that is.
Rainbow Bright was
70s, 80s.
You would think
my sister was in it.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Huh. See, Sue doesn't know either.
How do you guys not know this?
Rainbow Bright was, there were dolls and cartoons. And
they had these little fuzzy, what were those things called that was with her? There was these little monster looking things with her.
It's a Gen X thing. That's why it will succeed.
Yeah. It was more like the Furbies and the Tamagotchis.
She was around the same time as Strawberry Shortcake.
Oh, now that one I know.
See?
Yep, I got that.
Is that Cabbage Patch Dolls? Kind of like.
Kind of.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it here. It's just not ringing the bell. That's weird.
Huh.
Anyway, go ahead.
New York City is considering a groundbreaking bill that would allow employees to use paid sick leave to care for their sick pets. The proposed update to the Earn Safe and Sick Time Act would extend paid leave benefits beyond personal or family health needs to include pets and service animals. So you could take off time to care for your sick pet, which, you know. Maybe you need to.
I know better than to make fun of that stupid idea.
I was going
to
say, I'm staying silent on that. Sue, Mark, what are your thoughts?
I get it, but you know, if you do have a family pet that's in some serious trouble, I understand you would be in a bad situation too. That's a hard one.
Yeah. Here is a reason why I don't really eat food that comes from coworkers. In Maryland, 46 people from the NAFCO wholesale seafood distributors were hospitalized with food poisoning after eating a noodle dish brought in from a coworker.
Oh.
I know you had some of that egg
breakfast casserole.
Casserole,
yeah, and pancakes.
Yeah,
and I think
you're
I
lying,
had
Ethan.
Some
no,
bacon too.
No, I know you guys. If I don't know these people, I'm not eating their stuff.
So if you just find it sitting on the counter and you would not eat it, you'd leave that to me and Carl.
Yeah,
I would eat that too.
You know, there's a crock pot full of stuff up there, not eating it.
You know, Raina used to make great stuff on the weekends.
Oh,
and
I
then
know.
We'd eat it.
Yes, we would.
But we know her.
Yeah. If I know you, it's fine. But if I don't. I even do this at family reunions.
Oh, who made the chicken and dumplings? Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
Said
yeah.
No one ever.
I'll tell you off air why I say that.
That stuff is great.
Get more at 971talk.com.